Hakaiti ake i tērā waiata e te iwi i tēnei wā kata huri ake māuatahi ki te waia kōrero ki te pōhiri mai i a Tania Rūpāpera. Ki te kōrero mō tēnei kaupapa, i wharikihia mau o ko Jau e pā ana ki ngā kākahu o te ao Māori o te ao Poronihia ki runga i te ātāmira i roto o Haina. Engari matahuri ake tātou ki te reo kōrero o Tania Rūpāpera. Tēnā koe, Tania, how are you this afternoon?
Oh, tēnā koe, kia whai, thank you.
Awesome. So just before Joel and I get into our kōrero this afternoon, can you introduce yourself to our listeners, who you are, where you're from and what you do?
Sure. So ko Tania Rūpāpera ahau, ko ngā tikahu, ko ngā ruahini, ngā iwi. And I am a business, personal and lifestyle coach, and I am very, very proud to be a part of the Oyster Workshop team and taking this group to Hong Kong Fashion Week.
Oh, ka pai. So is this one of the biggest things that you have taken a group like this of Māori and Pacific Islands over to, or is this something that's been happening for a while now?
This is actually a first for New Zealand to take six Māori and Pacific fashion designers to Hong Kong Fashion Week. I myself have attended Fashion Weeks in New York, Australia and New Zealand, but it's the first time that we're actually taking a group over to showcase their collections at Hong Kong Fashion Week, which is we are opening Hong Kong Fashion Week at the Lumiere event. The designers are opening for the Hong Kong Fashion Week.
Ai, tēnā koe mō era kōrero. You know, I'm not being biased or anything, but Māori and Pacifica people have some amazing kākahu, and for these designers to interpret all of those things, specifically our bird feathers and things like that, because we have some beautiful feathers here in Aotearoa, and especially the ways in which our Polynesian brothers and sisters dress as well. There's something unique in our traditional clothing that they can take to Hong Kong. So what are some of the standout pieces that you've seen in this collection that you're taking over to China?
So the collections themselves will be revealed tomorrow when they do the photo shoot. So I haven't seen the five looks that each of the designers are taking yet, but I am very aware of what their collections are. And so with Shona Tafio, she is a couture weaver. She has the most amazing dresses, skirts, bodices, all harakeke, all couture, beautifully styled, very unique, and a lot of depth to her design. We have Kitty Nathan coming to the Hong Kong Fashion Week.
Kilda.
Absolute cultural integrity in her work. Bespoke women's wear fashion, Pounama jewellery, contemporary hand-woven garments. We have Nicola Tikeri coming. Her contemporary designs and her collection and the thought that goes into the design process and the cultural identity that she weaves into her styling and her jewellery is very evident in her collections. And very... very much definitely a designer to watch. And then Bobby Luke, Campbell Luke brand, collaborative partnership with his partner. He's also in his final year of his PhD, and his collections have been at New Zealand Fashion Week through the Metamoda Group. This year he has just had confirmation yesterday that he'll be having a solo show. So his work's amazing. He's a Taranaki boy. Mitchell Vincent, his collection is very minimal in his design aesthetic and very, currently producing shorter runs of the collection, but it is something that he could, should we get an order in Hong Kong, he could produce to volume. He's been setting up the background business context and et cetera ready for business development.
And so this is very much an opportunity for all artists as well to not only represent New Zealand but create individual relationships with international interest?
Absolutely. Like when you say artist, Linda Lepeau, who's coming with us, she's definitely an artist and a designer, sitting alongside Shona with her art and design collection and some of Kitty Nathan's bespoke pieces. So they're definitely a art collection that could be purchased and can be ordered. And then there are also the other parts of the ready-to-wear collection, which we are seeking as part of our itinerary for the week to connect with buyers, to build relationships and to be able to do the business. So as exciting, as absolutely amazing as it is to showcase their collections in the event, we are also there to do business and to look for pathways and for economic development and exporting with their collections.
Kia ora. I just want to highlight one of the words that you use quite often in explaining these artists was weaving. And that's something that a lot of our Māori people are known for. And we have heaps of mātanga here in Te Hiku o Te Ika. But for you, carrying this team over to Hong Kong, what are some of the things that you'd like to see? What are the outcomes that you'd like from Hong Kong Fashion Week this year?
I would like to see relationships formed. I would like to see at least one of our designers pick up an order for produce to export. Love to see the business happen. And I would love to see the doors open and this to be, for us to be carving a pathway, I guess, for future generations so that the relationships and the experience that we create this time opens doors for it to be an ongoing experience for ourselves, for the existing designers that are coming, but also for the future designers to be able to have this opportunity.
Absolutely, and this is exactly what it sounds like, is that last word that you use, opportunity, for our country, for our Pacifica people, our Māori and Pacifica people, and also for those individuals who are leading the way with this first experience of ours, as you said, for Māori and Pacific Islander group like this to be attending a fashion week, an international fashion week like this. So we thank you again for joining us today and having this kōrero with us. But as we come to an end of our kōrero, do you have any final words for our listeners up here in Te Hiku o Te Ika regarding this kaupapa?
You know what, I just have to say I love you guys. I just love the way your questions, you're listening, you're really engaged and you're so clearly got in behind and supporting what this is all about. You really clearly understand it. We're so lucky to have you up there. It's awesome. Ngā mihi nui.
Ai, tēnā koe, Tania. We hope you have a good day and have an awesome trip to Hong Kong.
Thank you so much. I'm so looking forward to it.
I would be too. Hey.
Ngā pai, ngā mihi.
Ngā mihi.
Ka te aki rai tātou mā kui a ko te reo kōrero o Tania Rūpāpira. He uri, nō ngā tika hui rungo a hau i au a kōrero, nō reira he whanaunga pia, tēnā piakataia i a te kaui a hau ki roto o haina
hukina. Ki Hong Kong.
I te mea kei te mahu e mai a Joel Mā i a hau ki konei a rātou haere ki kānata.
Aroha mai. Hoi nō rei e te whānau.
Puhai hai, puhai hai.
Rau e rau atu te kaupapa rā. Tino ngā tohunga o ngā haka pai kākahu, tēnei ope nei, te kawe o rātou mahi rangatira, mahi tohunga ki Hong Kong, ki tā wāhi, ki te haka tū tētahi hakaturanga, ki te ao.
Ai rai, te ewi nō reira. Hei, haka nui te wairua tēnei haere ngai haere ake nei, ko mai mua me te waiata, wairua, mautonu mai.